Okay, it's April 22nd, 2025, and it's 5 o'clock Woodway time, and so this is the public meeting of the Planning and Zoning Commission. We have a quorum. First off, ask if there's any public comment by anyone wanting to address any matter. And I'm not seeing anyone wanting to do that, so I'll move on. Item number three, if you would consider action of the minutes for the March 25th meeting. I think it was distributed to you.
I motion to approve minute as presented.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Second.
Seconded. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. The minutes are approved. Item number four, which while we came here, I will very quickly at 5:01 p.m. I'll recess the Planning and Zoning Commission and open a public hearing on an application to develop and site development plan in a planned district indoor sports facility, block four, block one, City Lights Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. So I would first ask if anyone would like to speak in favor of that item and give us any information that they'd care to share. If you do, if you'd come up to the microphone and identify yourself.
Yes, my name's Sterling Thompson. I live at 2416 Columbus Avenue, Waco. I'm here representing the owner as the architect for the project. This is the old Hollywood Theaters building that we're remodeling into an interior or indoor sports facility. I think we have 8 basketball courts, 6, I think, volleyball courts, indoor baseball batting cages, indoor soccer area, training facility, and concession area. And I don't know if you've been by there, but there's been quite a bit of deconstruction going on the interior. We're going to totally remodel the front facade of the building. Not really changing up the parking lot a little, other than adding some landscaping and things to meet the city ordinances. We are trying to do all of that, and we're here to answer any questions you might have about it.
But feel free to ask any question you might like, but if not, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Anyone else care to speak? If not, is there anyone that's like to speak against this project? Not seeing anyone. I'll close the public hearing at 5:04 p.m. and bring the commission back in session again. And so I'd ask maybe if we have a city representative right there.
Good evening, Commissioner. Well, for those of you that don't know me, I don't come here very often, but I'm Mitch Davidson. I'm the director of the Community Services Department. The reason I'm here is, if none of y'all heard, John Norman retired last month, and so he's no longer with the city.
John retired?
He retired from the city, and so he's moved on to other and greater things. But we miss him, but we wish him the best. He was a valuable part of our team. This project, as Mr. Thompson alluded to, is pretty straightforward from the city standpoint. They're taking the old movie theater, which has been vacant for quite some time now, and remodeling it and putting in a sports facility. As you mentioned, we are bringing it this site. It's never gone through site development, so we're bringing it up to code at this time. So they are addressing a lot of the landscaping and screening requirements that are required. And so at this point, we're recommending approval, I think, if I remember right. Yeah. So there's the property itself. Staff's recommending approval. You could kind of see there's a long, the way they did this property back in those days, there's a long finger that goes up to the highway that touches the frontage road. That's, a lot of people think that's a city street. It's actually just their driveway. And so they're going to, you know, clean that up and readjust the landscaping. So it's, but there's the old building with it all stripped off. They've definitely cleaned a lot of it off. And then in your packet, there's a rendering of the building as it's going to look in the future. It's not in the escarpment zone. I think that's, these are just extra things that are here if we have to worry about it. But that's it in a nutshell. I'll answer any questions y'all might have.
I noticed there was a reference to the drainage. Let's see, they will determine if any improvements are needed based on a drainage analysis. So at the time, was there a different drainage requirement than we currently have under city ordinances?
There really isn't. There's a detention pond in the back, and one of the requirements that we put on the design engineer was like, I just need you to verify that that pond still meets the requirements that were done originally, and they don't have to do that as part of this, but they will as part of the building plan permit, so they put that note on there.
There are no changes that you're aware of in that?
There shouldn't be, as we're aware of, but that was one of my concerns as well, is just, can you just take a second look at this as the engineer of record and check that, and they said, sure, we'll take care of that. So,
you will remember, I bet a few others will, that that was going to be Hillcrest Hospital.
That's correct. Yeah. That was before I was told that, but that was right before I got here. Yes.
The city got the largest fire truck in the entire county.
Still have it.
Out of that deal because the council told Hillcrest we couldn't give them a permit because we couldn't reach to that height. And they agreed to buy us a fire truck if we'd give them the permit. And they did. And then they changed their plan and moved out there. It's kind of funny.
That's good history. I've heard that story. I can confirm that's
kind of funny.
What I've been told.
So, sorry, one question. So this is a private venture. This is not a City of Woodway sports complex.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Anybody got any other questions?
And this doesn't really have to do with the site development, but just curiosity. I was wondering the same thing. If it's purely private, it'll be a fee-for-use kind of facility, I presume. So you could rent out the different kinds of courts or...
That's my understanding, yes. I think they're... I know Wake of Warriors is a youth activity.
The Warriors are doing it.
Yes. Okay. And so it's a lot of different... they do a lot of different sports, and so they're going to have practice facilities for all of their different teams. But I do believe it's also available for rent.
Okay. Again, I know there have been some questions about whether we had enough facilities for youth programs in our new center that we have here.
Yes.
So I was curious if that was hoping to take some of the load off of that. But it is apparently purely private.
Correct. I know in talking to our staff here at Family Center, you know, a lot of their target audience is a little older than what our youth programming is. I mean, a lot of times we'll see our youth programs transition to programs like this.
Okay, thank you.
What do they mean now? The Wake of Warriors?
I don't know that quite. I don't know. I believe they have different facilities.
They use
facilities.
Lots of area. Huh?
Oh, this will be nice then for them.
Yes, ma'am.
Good. No good?
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Item B, I think the city has recommended we approve that. Item B is discussion and consider action on a report and recommendation to the City Council regarding the application to develop in a planned district indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the City of Lennon County, Texas, located 7200 Woodway Drive. Would you all care to take action on that?
I'll make a motion to approve this recommendation for the application to develop in the planned district indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition to the City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Item C is discussion and consider action on a report recommendation to the City Council regarding the application for site development in a planned district indoor sports facility, Lot 4, Block 1, City Lights Addition, City of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive. And I think this is just the second part of what we're doing to recommend this to the council. They'll be changing the site development plan. So,
The first one was the applicant to develop, which is the zoning check, and this is the actual site development plan. Yes. And the city is recommended.
Y'all care to do that?
I'll make a recommendation to the city council regarding the application for site development plan in a planned district indoor sports facility lot four, block one, City Lights addition to the city of Woodway, McLennan County, Texas, located at 7200 Woodway Drive.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
On the same side. Staff updates. Are there any staff updates that you'd like to make?
Just the one about John was the only real update we had.
Did we have a party for John?
We did. We had a big party for John.
I bet the invitation's lost in the mail.
I don't know why y'all didn't get invited.
We'll get it next week.
I would like to put one thing on the official record, and again, this is, we don't have a motion, we don't have an agenda item, but I would like to have in the record somewhere that we as planning and zoning really did appreciate the work that he did for us and how he helped us throughout the various years on getting through these agenda items and dealing with our various questions and explaining some of the more difficult ones. And I just wanted to make sure that we reflected that somewhere, at least from my perspective, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I second that. I called that man so often when I first got on this commission. Like, John, what is this?
So it may not be an agenda item, but if you can make a note in the record that
you embellish the minutes and say some nice things about John on our behalf.
Yeah.
He was extremely helpful.
He was. Good humored.
Yeah, he was good humored. He didn't get irritated when I asked the question two times. Okay. No further staff updates. Item six, would y'all like to consider it?
Yes, I'd like a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn, and I'm looking at a second down here.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
We're adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.